Hello, and welcome to Animates, bringing you stories about animals and how we connect with them. The program is recorded in the studios of 2RPH Sydney for the RPH Network. I'm Shimon Parker. Today we have an interview with Ernie the Therapy Goat's mum, Amanda Hoswell. Ernie is a Tamworth celebrity who is making a difference to the lives of clients at Sunnyfield Disability Services. Ernie is an alpine milking goat who was brought into Amanda Hoswell's life on Melbourne Cup Day 2017. Amanda did not immediately realise how much her life would change because of this event and the effect it would have on the lives of many other New England residents in northern New South Wales. I'm delighted to have Amanda join us today to give us a glimpse of her life with Ernie and how he works his magic. Welcome to Animates, Amanda.
No worries. Thanks for having us.
How did you become Ernie's mum?
So, my partner has a few goats on his property, and Melbourne Cup Day, he went out to check all the animals, and Ernie's mum had passed away.
Oh.
And so he scooped him up, put him in a little cardboard box, brought him in and said, "Here you go." He was a weak, frail little thing. I put a newborn nappy on him, and from that day, we become best mates.
Oh, and what kind of care did you have to give him in those early days?
So he needed constant feeding and cuddling and nurturing. So all the things a newborn baby needs. He'd wake you up every 4 hours because he was hungry. We grew a pretty close bond from that day.
How long did that feeding him through the night sort of last?
Well, let's discuss this. And he's nearly one, and he still has a nighttime bottle.
Oh.
Because Ernie's a little bit precious. Normal goats would be weaned in about 20 days.
Yes.
But, yes, Ernie doesn't like to be weaned.
He sounds like a bit of a spoiled goat. Would that be a good assessment?
I wouldn't go as far as saying spoiled. Maybe pampered.
And now, what made you think that he would be a good therapy pet?
Look, from day one, he just enjoyed human interaction. He'd follow me everywhere, hence how all this started. I literally couldn't go anywhere without him, or he would just light the neighbourhood up. Blah! And I'd get phone calls saying, "I think there's something wrong with your goat." No, I just left him.
And so he had indications there then that he would, you know, have this positive effect on people? And
yeah. Yeah, look, everywhere we went, the first thing you notice is smiles on people's faces. And that's if we go for a walk around the block, or if we're taking a tour down Peel Street, or if we're in a group situation meeting people, the universal language is a smile.
Oh, sweet. Now, I understand Ernie went through therapy pet training, or is he still in training as such?
Ernie's training is ongoing. So he just enjoys, you know, different facets of the world. We might go to anywhere that people ask us to go. We've been asked to go as far as Grafton from Tamworth, which is a pretty big hike. Mm. And just to bring those qualities that he brings in with him, the softness, the calmness, which you don't always see with animals that can't be domesticated.
Mm-hmm.
Ernie just has this ability to do that.
Mm. And what does he have to do to qualify as a therapy pet?
So you have to turn up to people like Sunnyfield and places like that, and you have to prove that, you know, you are of character, basically. Mm. So you need the characters that are going to make you a good carer or a good therapy person or somebody who is generally wants to be a part of the job.
Yeah, yeah. And what's his favourite part of the job?
Oh, Fruit Loops, for sure. Fruit Loops, for sure. He gets lots of pats. The kids get to feed him in the hands, and he'll do just about anything for Fruit Loops. He will get up on his back legs and dance. He kicks a soccer ball. He'll headbutt a soccer ball. He'll do just about anything for a Fruit Loop.
Wow, that is quite a cheap trick.
He likes, if anyone runs, he likes to chase them. So that's always a good pastime for everybody.
Okay. And do you think that Ernie actually realises that he's a goat?
Oh, no. and he's never been a goat. Ernie thinks he's a human. And if humans are somewhere, then Ernie needs to be there as well.
So I guess the next step is that you have to teach him to talk so you're not hounded by interviewers all the time.
Well, you know, look, Ernie did an interview up here with the local news crew and they said, can Ernie talk? And I just sort of looked at the man and said, you know, he's a goat, you know that, right? But they took me out of the equation, and that will always get him to act up a little bit. So they took me out of the equation and he heard me in the next room. They put a microphone to his face and said, are you having a good time today, Ernie? As soon as he heard me but couldn't see me, he was,
Very impressive. So he can talk.
He can talk. So yeah. That's a skill we didn't know he had, but you just have to withhold his mum.
Any other anecdotes about Ernie you'd like to share with us?
So every day is a new Ernie-ism.
Yes.
So, you know, whether it's you walk out the back door and see him eating one of your trees or, well, he just ate all our plants out of our garden, so that was a very expensive spring for us.
So it's true, actually, isn't it? I mean, goats eat everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely nothing. Clothes on the clothesline, you name it, it all happens.
All right. So how can you control that, or you just can't?
You just can't. You just take the goat away from the clothes on drying day, and then you have to build a fence around your garden. And, yeah, so you just have to goat-proof as much as you can. It's like having a toddler.
I understand that some of his clients have been scared of animals before meeting him. How has Ernie helped them conquer that fear?
Yeah, and as I previously stated, he has an uncanny ability just to bring calm, bring happiness. Just everyone who meets him, there's that laugh, that smile. They always touch him and say, oh, he's so soft. I don't know what they expect him to feel like, but he's very soft and they love it.
Does he do any tricks like climbing up trees and things like that? Because that's what goats are.
Well, in the centre, when we go to the centre to visit the guys, he's always jumping on the couch. He has one favourite couch. We don't know what's on this couch, but he jumps on. He'll lay down, pretend like he's having a sleep. He jumps off. He gets on again. He gets off again. And he literally will play with his couch for 10 or 15 minutes just because he can.
Mm. When Ernie enters the room, what changes do you notice with the people in the room?
So sometimes when we turn up, you know, the clients will be going about their solo activities. They might be doing a puzzle or they might be doing craft or whatever. And we usually just stand at the door and they'll notice and there'll be an uproar of his name, Ernie! And, you know, they all congregate as a group then. And it's, you know, that in itself is quite special. And by the time we leave, we're just one big united family, really. They're all just milling around him and they adore him.
How long is a visit normally?
Usually we'll go down for about an hour.
And how many places do you visit currently?
Oh, look, we get invitations to a huge range of places. So bring your pet to school day. As I said, if people in Grafton wanted to meet him, music concerts, just a trip down Peel Street, Relay for Life, all them places. He's a bit of a star. He's been invited to all them places.
Has he taken a star role at the famous Tamworth Country Music Festival?
Well, look, he has a few country music followers on Instagram, and they get a little bit jilted that he's a little bit more famous than they are. So he only has to walk down the street, and people do mob him, and, you know, oh, can I have a pat? Can I have a walk? Can I take him here? Can I take him there? So, yeah, he's a bit of a sight down Peel Street. He's made a few newspaper articles and whatnot for Laugh Country Music.
Any film offers yet?
Not yet, but I'm sure it's only a matter of time.
He's working up to it, eh?
Yeah, he's got more followers on Instagram than I do. So, you know, he's quite famous in his own right.
Goats have a reputation for being stubborn, you know, we know that.
Oh, yes.
Does Ernie share some of those characteristics? Or,
absolutely.
Because he's not a goat, though.
Oh, no, but he does things on only Ernie time. So Ernie does it when Ernie wants to do it. The only way he can persuade it is, you know, maybe a bag of Fruit Loops.
That's the override.
The override button is the Fruit Loops, that's right.
How does Ernie relax in his downtime?
So Ernie has a whole heap of animals at home, where his best friend is a German Shepherd and a red cattle dog, Edge and Chili. and they just hang out. They go for walks on the lead. They go to the park. They do everything normal dogs do, except he's a goat.
Well, no, he's not a goat.
He's not a goat. No, that's right. Yeah. He would like to believe he takes his dog to the park and he can do... He's quite boisterous. He likes to be the boss.
Yes, yeah. Okay, so he needs to learn a few social graces or...?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Do you have any other pets at home?
We do. I have 6 dogs and 3 horses. And then, of course, Ernie.
Wow. And he gets on with all of them?
He does, actually. He's a little bit rough sometimes. He likes to assert his authority and says, if I want to play over here or if I want your ball, I'm taking it. And they seem to just let him get away with it.
Is there any sibling rivalry at home?
Yes, there is, actually. And that's a touchy subject. Ernie has a sister who's an up-and-coming country music star.
Yes.
And Ernie gets all these television offers and radio offers and walks down Peel Street, gets mobbed of the like, and she's like, no, Mum, he's never even done anything. He's a goat. So, yeah, there's a little bit. And, you know, there's other country music followers that follow him on Instagram, and they say, no way, Ernie, you don't do anything. You're just a goat. So while they're out slogging it away trying to reach stardom, Ernie just does it effortlessly.
What do you think the future holds for Ernie? What's the next big thing?
Ernie will just continue doing what Ernie does. And, you know, we'll take up the offers to bring smiles to wherever we go. And that's basically our job. We just, so long as we're making people smile and he's enjoying it and they're enjoying it, then I don't see us stopping. We'll just continue to take up our invitations and let the road take us where it will.
Does Ernie have a Facebook page?
He doesn't have a Facebook page, but he does have Instagram, and it's just Ernie the Goat.
Ernie the Goat. All right. Well, we'll keep in touch with Ernie via Instagram, and next time I'm in Tamworth, I'll definitely come and say hello.
That would be fantastic. And won't be, if you're down in Peel Street, you certainly won't take you long to know that Ernie's in the vicinity. You'll hear people calling him and usually big swarm of people around him, so...
Thank you so much for your time and telling us all about Ernie and your life with Ernie.
Thank you so much for having us.
You have been listening to Animates. The program has been recorded in the studios of 2RPH Sydney for the RPH Network. Animates was created by Jovan Kuhl. Our technical producer is Katie Brooks. Research by Joseph Schwanzer, and I'm Shimon Parker. Please join us again next time for more stories of animals and their mates.